Hello there, this is Mr. Biggs from the Stick It with Mr. Biggs podcast, and I would like to officially distance myself from the Snowplow Show and Phone Losers of America and all their nonsense and whatnot. I do not approve of calling people on the phone and making a fool of yourself, wasting their time. It's not a good use of your time, their time, all the phone company's time. Leave them alone.
Yes. I'm calling to let you know we're going to be changing your phone number today.
No, you're not.
We've already changed your number. We own the line.
Don't fuck with me!
I'm calling to give you the new phone number.
You fuck with the wrong fucking person here! Don't fucking kill you, touch my phone number!
You have to change your phone number. It's just a number.
You fucking piece of shit!
What's the big deal?
Hello, everybody. You're listening to the Snowplow Show. This is episode 735. It's brought to you by Synthhead, Denmark is a Real Country, Arbitrary Alex, Lord and Lady of Veggies, and Brennan. They support the show on the Patreon or the Spotify, just like you're supposed to be doing. The links are in the show notes. Go do that. I have taken forever to do a show. I haven't done anything since Pranksgiving. What the hell? I mean, I've done a hobo-sode. If you were a subscriber, you wouldn't have had to wait quite this long. But there was still some waiting involved. Sorry about that, everybody. There's been a lot that's happened since the last episode. I think the most important thing that's happened that we need to get to is that on the most recent hobo-sode, I called Beverly back. You know, Beverly from Beverly Bot fame. Believe it or not, I actually found the original email where her number was sent to me. It turns out that Reggie sent me her number 3 years ago. So once again, thank you, Reggie, for bringing the world Beverly. I just wanted to make one more call to her, maybe two, and leave her alone forever, and this is my attempt at doing that. It's kind of a short call. I hope you guys like this one.
Hello.
Hi, Beverly. Hello, Beverly?
Hello.
Hi, Beverly, can you hear me?
Yes, this is Beverly.
Okay, great. This is Sensei Doug from UPS. I delivered a package to you today.
Oh, here at work?
Yeah. Oh, no, at the mobile home park on Lane.
Oh, okay, and I'm at work, hon.
Oh, where's work at?
Down on I work for this.
Oh, I see. Yeah, I threw your package on the roof of your mobile home.
That's really nice. Thank you.
I just wanted to apologize for that. I was trying to throw it from the truck onto your porch, and I just kind of went a little bit too...
Now, how do you know something wasn't in there that was fragile and could have been broken?
Oh, we throw stuff all the time. So it's not...
Well, you're going to have to get up on my roof and get the package.
Oh, no, I don't have a ladder. There's no way for me to get up there. You just...
Well, you better figure it out, honey, because it's probably something I paid for, and you better figure it out. I'm not crawling up on my roof to get a package you threw on my roof.
Well, does the park manager have a ladder, maybe, that you could borrow?
Go and check at one of the offices.
Oh, no.
You'll have to do it. I'm at work.
Ma'am, it's the busy
season.
But
I do expect the package on my porch when I get home.
Oh, well, no, it's going to be on the roof. I'm so sorry. It's kind of...
You get it off the roof. One way or another, honey, you're going to get off the roof or you're paying for it.
Do you have like a broom maybe around the trailer that I could...
There are rakes and stuff on the other side of my porch, but
rocks.
I don't want my roof damaged either.
I'll probably end up losing a rake up there too. I don't want to do that. Maybe if I just throw rocks at it, I can get it over to the edge. I'm so sorry.
Listen, you go get a ladder. You do what you need to do. Crawl on top of your truck, but you get the package off my roof.
Well,
UPS is going to be paying for it.
Beverly, I'm so sorry, but I'm afraid of heights, and I don't feel comfortable getting on...
I don't give a crap if you're afraid of heights or not. Well, I'm a 73-year-old woman. You want me to crawl up on my own goddamn roof?
Well, I'm...
You figure out how to get the package off my roof, buddy, and it better be on my porch.
I just wanted to apologize, that's all. I don't think I really have time.
Apologize your ass off. It's obviously something I paid for. Get up on my roof and get the package off my roof.
Do you know what was in the box?
I have no idea. I have my Christmas stuff delivered. I have no idea. I don't care what was in the box. Well, obviously, I paid for it.
If I climb up there, I don't want to, like, you know, knock it off. If I start poking at it with the rake and then it breaks more.
Sweetie, you go to a rental place and get... You do what you need to do.
Oh, no, I can't.
I need your name
afford,
and your route number because I'm...
I can't afford a rental. I'm just a UPS driver, ma'am. Hello? What happened? Hello? Right there is where Beverly got suspicious and hung up. I think I heard somebody in the background, probably a coworker of hers, asking if she knew me. And then the line just mysteriously went dead. And there was a call back from Beverly. She called me back. And I was in the middle of other things. I completely messed up the recording. And should I play it on this show? I'll just play a little bit of it. I don't know. I'm not used to playing hobo-sode material on a snowplow show. I feel like I'm cheating the supporters. I'm sorry, supporters. But you know what? There was a lot of other good stuff in that hobo-sode. That was like an hour-long hobo-sode that I did just a couple days ago. An entire hour of brand new prank calls that you could be hearing right now if you were a supporter. So here, let me find this other Beverly clip. This is her calling me back. It starts in the middle of the call because I completely messed up the recording as she was talking to me. I just got too excited and the recording kept shutting down. I don't know why. I don't know what happened. My guess is I did something really stupid though. So here's that call. It's in progress and she just complained at Carol because the UPS driver threw her package on the roof and Carol's trying to reassure her.
Okay. That happens from time to time.
You know what? This is a scam call. I'm calling the district attorney's office, and I'm filing charges against you.
Okay.
Because you guys are full of shit. UPS does not throw packages, and they don't end up on the roof.
Oh, we definitely do. They throw packages all the time. We do it here at the distribution center.
You know what? You guys, and I am calling the district attorney's office of UPS delivery. So I hope you enjoyed your little game, sweetie, because I'm filing charges.
Okay.
Do you love that?
I'm not sure what
because
you're talking
about,
ma'am.
I am filing charges against you.
For what?
You are not the
UPS. All I
you
did was answer the
UPS.
Phone.
I've already looked up the number. And you know what? This little scam that you and your little fucking boyfriend or whatever is pulling, honey, I'm calling the district attorney.
Why are you cursing
so have
at
a
me?
Really, 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 really good day, honey, because it's the end of your little fun time.
So there it is. I noticed there was like a cut in the middle of it too, so it must have cut out in the middle. I didn't even notice that on the hobo, so damn it. I really messed up that recording. It should have been just a little bit longer. And you know what? I'm pretty happy with both of those calls. Mainly the first one. You know, we wanted to hear from Beverly, like an update from Beverly, and we got it. She did all the Beverly things to me. She called me buddy. She made threats. And I do want to call her back one more time. I think I want to just call her up and just apologize. I think that's what I did last time. I'm not going to try to prank her. I'm just going to apologize because that seems to be the thing that really sets her off is when somebody apologizes. She does not like to be apologized to. That'll just set her off. So I was thinking about just, you know, coming clean, being honest with her, saying I'm sorry. I think that's what I'm going to try with her next time I reach her. But after that, I'm going to throw away her number. I'm not going to call her back anymore. But I am going to set up the phone number that I call her from. After I'm sure she's not going to call me right back and yell at me a little bit more, I'm going to set it up so that when she calls that number, she talks to Beverly, and then I'm going to watch it very closely for her to call in, and if she calls, hopefully we'll have her yelling at herself. That could be incredible. We'll see. In other news, the other segment that I did on Pranksgiving for the entire 3 hours was with Giad, and he is starting to put the clips up from the stuff that we did. You can find all of that over at youtube.com/JesusInADumpTruck. It looks like he's put up several videos. So here, let me just skim through this one and see what I can find. It's 23 minutes long.
Where do you bank?
No, I'm not going to give out information. It's personal. Basically,
Then I'm hanging up. Okay. Hanging up.
All right, there's
There's
Dwight trying to find out where she banks at. She was a scam expert, so she was here to warn everybody how to protect themselves against scams. And then we all just came at her with a bunch of different kinds of scams and stuff, taking turns on her. And she thought she was calling into a live radio show. I mean, she was, but, you know, that it was like a legit live radio show that was talking about scams. Here, let's see what's next.
I'm sorry. I don't know why he wanted to know so much. Anyways, what's line three go?
Giad always comes in and he apologizes for whatever the caller just said, just like always.
Line three, go ahead. You're on the air.
Hi, is this Jeannie?
Yes.
Hi, this is Rachel. How are you doing?
Okay, good.
Yeah, I was just wondering, could I give you a number, my phone number, and we could maybe talk personally? And
oh, this is a good one. This is Devin. She's pretending she's a podcaster and is calling her in the middle of an interview to get her phone number to be on her podcast, which is ridiculous.
Get you on my show?
Fuck Devin.
Oh, yeah, sure. What's your number and what show is this?
Okay, so my phone number is 566.
Okay.
735.
Okay.
140.
Okay, this I'm missing a number.
Oh no, that's my social security number. Are you trying to scam me right now?
No, wow. I'm trying to get a phone. I thought you were giving me a phone number.
Wow. Oh.
This poor lady. She just gets confused constantly throughout the entire thing. Instead of teaching us about scams, she ends up being a scammer herself, and she got Devin to read off her social security number. She's an expert, this lady, at getting people to read off their personal information. It's kind of sketchy.
Oh, you know? Shit.
Write down people's social security numbers, and you should definitely not give them out. That's,
oh, China.
I know that. Okay, looks like...
Well, anyway, before we got interrupted, I was starting to tell you about this scam. They were invented these imposter executives.
So, I don't know. This goes on for 23 minutes. You should definitely listen to it. It's a really great clip. That was my favorite one of that night, was the scam lady. But let's see what else there is. There is a meat expert. He tells us all kinds of things about meat. There's one here called Lawn Lessons. I don't know what that is. There's something about aliens. There's something about a sham. I don't know what that is. I need to listen to these. I haven't listened to any of these except for the scam thing. Oh, and then there's this one. We talked to DC. He's one of the Woomp There It Is guys. We actually got him on the phone and were just crazy at him. And he was the nicest guy in the world. He was really awesome. Everyone should stop listening to my show right now. Go over to youtube.com/JesusInADumpTruck. That's G-Ad's channel. And listen to the last 6 videos, it looks like. I don't know if that's all of them. It might be. There's some really good stuff in there. Go listen. One last very important thing before we get started on the calls is some news about the vinyl album that I wanted to get released this year. Guess what, everybody? It's not going to happen this year. Partially due to laziness, partially due to the pandemic. I remember I started working on that in 2020. I'm not trying to blame the pandemic. It's not the pandemic's fault. It's my fault. But the album itself, it's pretty much done. You know, like, I've picked out all the tracks for it. I've edited the tracks. It's ready to go. I just have to contact some record company people and start working on the pressing stuff. And I guess finish up some last minute stuff with the album cover and all that stuff. So I'm really hoping next year, 2022, for the vinyl album that I want to do. And this has nothing to do with Vista Blues' vinyl album project thing that he did for the Snowplow Show. That's still on track. I mean, I guess he's a little bit more behind than what he wanted to be. Like, he wanted the vinyls to be out by now, I think. I think he's still hoping for, you know, by the end of this year. But I don't know. I'm making shit up. I don't know anything about Vista Blues' project. I'm just trying to clarify. There are separate vinyl albums, hopefully in the works. First Vista Blues, and then mine, hopefully next year. I'll try to get started on that as early as I can. You know, get that released this coming year. But here's the thing. A few days ago, I decided, you know what? I'm just going to make another brand new album, and I'm going to theme it after a certain thing that I do in prank calls, and I'm going to release it. And I did. So there is actually a brand new album already. It's on Bandcamp, and I put it on Spotify and the Apple Music Store. It's on everything. It's on Pandora. The title of the new album is called I've Changed Your Telephone Number, and you can guess what that's going to be about. It's me changing people's phone numbers. And I think it turned out pretty good. I spent an entire day on it. That's actually one of the reasons I didn't get a show done last week, is because one of the days that I could have done a show, instead I spent 8 hours straight picking out tracks and editing tracks and putting together album art. So, brand new PLA album. It's probably stuff you've heard before, but I think it turned out pretty good and you'll probably like it. You can listen to it for free, download it for free at phonelosers.bandcamp.com. Or just go to Spotify and search for Phone Losers of America, or on Apple Music or Amazon Music or wherever you do music things. Search for Phone Losers of America. Not only did I release a brand new album, but I also released the previous 4 Phone Loser albums also onto Spotify and Bandcamp and everywhere else. So there are actually 5 albums on Spotify and all of the other things. I'm just saying Spotify because that's what I use. I like Spotify. And if you go to the artist page for the albums, you'll see playlists on there. I put Crimson's playlist on there so people can listen to music of the show after they listen to prank phone calls from PLA, I guess. Go find those albums and listen to them, everybody. I'll put links in the show notes.
Hello, you stupid fools. You're listening to the Snowplow Show in Florida. What? Are you insane? Thank you, Rocky. This is Phil Proctor of the Fire Sign Theater. And guess what? We are all insane.
Hello?
Hey, Deborah. Deborah.
Yes? Yes.
It's Kevin.
Kevin. Hi, Kevin.
Hey, how you doing? Yes. Where you at?
Okay. Where am I at?
Yeah.
I'm just outside walking.
Oh, I see. Hey, did you see in the? Did you look in your gutters where I planted trees in there?
Well, you planted trees?
Yeah, I planted trees in your gutter.
How you plant trees in my gutter?
I got up on the roof and I just dropped seeds in, and there was like, you know, just a little bit of gunk and dirt up in there and leaves, and I planted it in that stuff.
Okay. So now, which Kevin is this? Kevin?
Your neighbor. Whoa, there's a lot of wind happening over there. It's your neighbor, Kevin.
Yeah, it is. What's the problem?
What's that?
Which one are you in? Which unit? Because I'm in a condo, right?
Yeah. Oh, I thought you were at this on Road. Did I get the wrong number?
Yeah, you have the wrong number. I'm sorry.
What is this not?
Now, are you the one that sent me the picture of that truck the other day?
I sent you a picture of my dick.
Of your what?
Of my dick.
Buick. Yeah.
Yeah, the Buick.
Okay. You have a Buick, right?
Oh, no, you have a Buick, ma'am. Don't say I...
No.
Yeah? Oh.
No, I don't. Well, I think you got the wrong Deborah.
I know. I thought you lived in a house. I was climbing up on these people's roof, and I was planting trees in their gutters.
Why would you plant trees in the gutter?
I don't know. I thought it'd be cool if there was, like, just foliage coming out of the gutters.
Oh.
They probably won't grow into full trees, will they?
I don't know, but that sounds good. It don't sound fair.
You want to hang out with me anyway, sometime? You want to go running around people's yards at night?
No.
Why not?
I think you got a problem.
You think of what? I think I got insulted, but I didn't understand what she said. I was trying to find a good partner in crime to go running around in yards late at night. Maybe someone to keep a lookout. I've got this note on my ideas page that says... Someone in the voicemail says to plant trees in people's gutters. I think he was 716. I don't know what that means. What does it mean, I think he was 716? Is that your area code, person that had that suggestion? Why didn't I write your name down? But anyway, I thought that'd be fun to call up a few people and plant some trees in their gutters, see what they think. But that one was the right name, but I think this is a number from Nick, and I think Nick got the wrong address on it. That happens every once in a while. But thank you, Nick, for always looking for the address for me. You almost always get the right one, but occasionally someone like Deborah has too common of a name, and we get the wrong one. Hello? Bernadette? It's Kevin. Hello? Are you there? Hello? I can't hear you. Bernadette? It's your neighbor. It's Kevin. Hello? I hear someone breathing, but they're not saying anything. I'm on Wendell Street. Why can't I hear you? I hear someone in the background. It's your neighbor. Hello? Bernadette?
Yep. Hello?
Ah! Hey, you're there.
Yeah.
Oh, what happened?
I don't know. I'm gluing stuff here, so I hit... answer and I got glue in my hand and whatever.
Did you glue the button down so it wouldn't pick up?
Right.
is it a landline?
Yeah. Who is this?
That's hilarious. It's Kevin.
Kevin.
Yeah. I planted trees in your gutter. Did you see them coming up? Why? Why'd she hang up? Person on YouTube, I'm starting to think that your idea is really dumb and I hate it. But how great is that? She glued her hand to her phone or something. I don't think I've ever caused someone to glue their hand to their phone with a phone call before. So that's new.
Hello, Justin speaking.
Hey, Justin, it's your neighbor. It's Kevin.
Over
on Maywood Avenue.
Hey.
Hey. Oh, not much. I was on your roof last night. I planted dandelions in the gutters and I lost my, it's like a little gardening shovel. Did you happen to find that in your driveway or yard or anything? Hello?
Are you sure you got the right number? You were on our roof last night? Which?
Oh, yeah, 59. I've been getting up on a lot of neighbors' roofs and just planting dandelions in the gutters to just beautify the neighborhood.
Cool.
Yeah.
You left a shovel or something?
Yeah, it's like a little gardening shovel. Like a small one.
Oh, okay. Whereabouts?
I don't know. I don't know where I dropped it. But I was hoping maybe it was around your house because I was on your roof a lot last night.
Oh, okay. We'll look around, but no, I haven't seen anything like that.
Okay, I just thought I'd check. Thank you.
Yeah, I'll ring you back if I find it.
Oh, okay, thank you so much.
Oh wait, there's a little gardening shovel here. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I was up on.
Oh no, that's ours.
I must have dropped it. I must have dropped it from the roof last night. About 3 in the morning.
Let me just check my wife. It might be a different.
What's
it
that?
Might be a different one.
What?
One second. Let me just ask my wife.
Okay.
Okay. Sorry. No. That's our garden trouble. But we'll look around and see if there is anything.
Okay. Are you sure? Like, she's not just trying to keep my gardening shovel or anything, right?
No, I don't imagine so. No, she's not trying to keep your gardening shovel. That would be a bit weird.
Okay. Well, yeah, I know. That's what I was thinking. It'd be a little bit weird.
Yeah.
Especially after I planted dandelion seeds in your gutters.
Yeah, no, we'll try and find it, but...
All right, I love you, bye.
Yeah, we're...
All right, I'm getting a call back from Gary. Hello?
Yeah, you just called me.
Oh, Gary, it's your neighbor, it's Brad.
Yeah, Brad, what are you, give me Brad again?
Yeah, what are you talking about again?
Wait, you're not my neighbor? No. I had another guy say he was my... All right.
No, I'm your neighbor.
All right, my bad.
I was on your roof last night.
Funny, you're on my roof last night. What do you... Where do you come up with this shit, man?
No, I'm serious.
Really? What the?
I'm just kind of
that's supposed to be funny, huh?
No, I'm a late night person. I was up there and I planted dandelion seeds in your gutter.
Oh, God, this guy's unbelievable, Leland. What, Brad, you have no life to bother the old man? I mean, come on, man.
Well, no,
fucking
I'm,
neighbor. What neighbor?
I'm not trying to bother you. I just...
All right, you come on my roof, you tell me you're on my roof, and you what are you, fucking more stoned than I am? Come on, Brad, serious?
No, I don't use drugs, sir. I'm a Christian.
Yeah,
I just
stop calling, Brad, all right? Okay, you're fucking sick.
Well, no, I just wanted to apologize. Gary? Gary hung up. All right, I guess I'm done with Gary forever. I tried to call him up earlier, and he wouldn't pick up. What the hell, he's calling me back. Hello? Gary?
Hey, Brad.
Hey, what are you doing? What? What did he say? Okay, hold on. Let me rewind real quick.
Tie you up, Brad. Tie you up, Brad.
Tie you up, Brad? Or hang up, Brad? I don't know. I think he was just trying to say one last thing and then hang up on me. Does that mean I can call him back, though? Because he called me back, so I can return his call because I'm a little bit confused about that call.
Yeah, you reached El Segundo.
He's not picking up.
A.K.A. Dos Jesus, A.K.A. Dare Bear, A.K.A. Jumpin' Jack Flash.
But at least you guys get to hear this voicemail. That's the important thing.
A.K.A. I say, rumbling, bumbling, stumbling. All right, don't rumble, bumble, stumbling. You know the routine. If you really want to talk and learn something... I don't know. Go to YouTube and watch one of my blogs. Otherwise, leave a message.
Yeah.
If you're halfway intelligent, I might get back. Nah, I'm just kidding. If it's a girl, Christ, I'll be so quick, it's ridiculous.
Oh, I should be Carol.
Peace.
Hey, Gare Bear. It's your neighbor. It's Brad. You called me back, and you said something, and I completely didn't understand it. So if you could call me back and clarify on what you said, that would be great. My phone number is 2527. Please write that down. My name is Brad. Call me anytime because we need to have chats about dandelions. So please call me back. I love you, Gare Bear. I'll talk to you later. Goodbye. So somebody named Potscape CC sent me Gary's number last week, and I think I called him last week, and I'm pretty sure that was on a hobo-sode because I think that's all I did last week was a hobo-sode. But I talked to Gary. He was a lot of fun. I can't remember what he said. I think I said I was going to change his number, I thought. But I must have told him my name was Brad then, too. So that was dumb. And I also called from the same phone number because I happened to have a phone number in his state. So I wanted him to pick up. Oh shit, I just realized that I called him from a different state that second time. All right, I'm getting a call from the place I've been calling today. I mean, from the area here. Hello.
Hello, I missed a call from this number. This is Mike.
Oh, hey, Mike. I was on your roof last night. I planted dandelions in the gutter. So I was wondering.
Sorry,
what?
I can't really understand you. Say it again.
Oh, I planted dandelions in your gutter.
I can't understand you.
All right, why don't you hang up the fucking phone and call me back when you're in a quieter area. You probably didn't understand that though.
I'm in a very quiet area. That's silent.
Oh, weird. You understood me that time. That's weird.
Try calling me back.
No, I don't want to. What the fuck? Just orders me to call him back. Whatever. I have no idea who that was. Thank you, though, Potscape, for that that phone number of Gary. Gary also does a YouTube show on YouTube, and I watched a little bit of it, and it's pretty crazy. It's mostly just some shirtless guy with a bunch of tattoos, and he yells a lot. And he only has 181 subscribers, and he hasn't posted in 8 months now. And I think on the Hobosode that I did this on, I said I was going to post the link to his YouTube. And now that I think about it, I don't think I did that. I'm kind of a dick. Because, you know, this guy, he has some opinions. He likes to get on camera and yell at the camera.
I've been here 20 years. Oh, and, all right, you know what? I'm just going to leave it at that because, you know what? I'm not going to say shit to get me in trouble, but some of these people around here, man, I don't know, man. It's like, dude, watch my blogs. What did I tell you, man? Like, hey, wait at me. Like, dude, they act like they're back in the fucking plantation.
All right. Wait, what? What did he just say? So that's Gary. Oh, this video, it says Heartman Fartman 2020. If you want to find Gary, that's his YouTube. Heartman Fartman. I think he has a lot of nicknames. And be nice to Gary, by the way. I think Gary's kind of awesome. He's just really messed up. He kind of reminds me of Matt Hillock. Oh, I'm getting a call back. Fuck, hold on. Timothy. Crud. This is a guy I tried to call earlier. Okay, here we go. Hello.
Yeah, somebody call me from here.
Oh, yeah, this is Craig from Singular Wireless. We're changing your phone number. This 300 number. It's got to be changed.
Not from Singular because I don't have a Singular wireless phone. I have a Verizon wireless phone.
Yeah, but we own the lines. Like Verizon leases them from us and we own the numbers. And it was originally with Singular. And I don't know why I'm even calling it Singular. We're AT&T now. But anyway, we're changing your number. Tim?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Did you want your new number? Because that's what I was calling for. I'm just calling to give you your new number.
Yeah, I guess so. I mean, I don't understand why y'all are changing my number. But...
Well, it's got to change. Like, it's a little, you know, it's kind of a little racist. They're not letting people have numbers like that anymore.
All right. I'm going to find something right now.
Okay. There's no reason to have an attitude. I was just, you know, I'm just doing my job. I'm just the messenger.
Well, I mean, I understand, man. I just don't understand why. I mean, I've had this number for, I don't know, 15 years probably.
Yeah, well, I saw that you specifically got this number, like you asked for these digits, and, you know, we know that spells a racist term on your keypad, on your phone keypad. You can't, they don't allow that anymore.
It's a what?
Like your phone number spells out a racist word. And, you know, used to, they, like,
how does my phone number spell out a race? I didn't ask for this phone number.
You know, on the keypad, you know, you type in the numbers and they spell out letters. So,
I didn't ask for this number. It was a number that AT&T gave me.
Well, I'm sure you thought that was funny 15 years ago, but, these days things are a little more PC and you just can't do that.
First of all, I don't appreciate you accusing me of doing something to begin with. So unless we're going to have a lawsuit about it, we can do that. But I have never spelled out a racist term on my phone.
Okay. Well, no, there's not going to be a lawsuit. We're just changing your number and then there won't be any problems.
Well, no, you're accusing me of spelling out a racist term and thinking it was funny 15 years ago. I don't even know what it spells out. I was given the number.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm sure you noticed it though. if you didn't pick it.
No, I haven't. I don't look at the numbers like that, dude. I'm 45 years old. I don't worry about a damn racist. What does it spell out then?
What does it mean? Oh, I'm not going to say that word. What does that have to do with it, though, if you're 45? If you're 45, you remember phone numbers more and, like, how everything had to spell a word. And
How does 3050? Zero doesn't spell anything.
Oh, yes, it does. That's where the Z goes in modern telephones.
No, the Z is on a 9.
Okay, look, Tim, do you want your new number or not?
Yeah, I do, but I don't appreciate you accusing me of being a racist, number one, just saying how my brother is black, number one.
Okay, well, that does not give you an excuse to be racist.
I'm not a fucking racist, you piece of shit. I'm going to tell you that now.
People always say that. They're like, I could be racist because I have a black friend that said it's okay.
No, he's not a black friend. My brother is a black man.
Well, see, that a relative.
But I'm not a racist. I didn't ask for the fucking number.
That's just as bad.
How is that just as bad? I did not ask for the number. What part of I did not ask for the number?
Okay.
Understand.
I'm just trying to give you a new number. Do you want the new number?
No, you're trying to be a fuckhead is what you're trying to do. You're not trying to give me a new number. You're sitting here accusing me of being a racist.
Well, I'm just saying you didn't do anything about it when you saw that you had a racist number. Like
I didn't see it. What part of that do you not understand? My keypad, I don't know that a zero is. What did you say it was, a Z?
Yes, a Z.
I didn't know it was a Z.
Okay, well, I'm sorry if you're not really a racist. Anyway, the new number is going to be area code 618.
Uh-huh.
That's in Illinois. That's Southern Illinois. The number's 3-2-1 6-9-5.
So the number 618-321-695.
Well, that's my social security number. Why'd you write that down?
Who is this and why are you fucking with me before it becomes a real big problem?
All right, I'm sorry. Look, I wanted to tell you that you need to learn how to ride that motorcycle. You think a big boy like you could handle it on that dumb Suzuki thing? You know, learn how to ride your motorcycle. That's all I'm saying. How would you even believe I was with AT&T? I answered like hello, or whatever.
Well,
I did.
Well, then who are you?
It's Roy, your neighbor. I was up there on your roof. You remember last year I went up there and I was cleaning out your gutters with the little garden shovel.
Ain't nobody on my roof, dude.
What?
I'm gonna tell you something. Ain't nobody been on my roof. You need to explain to me who you are before we have a real big problem.
No, I got on your roof because I'm just like your neighbor. I'm a late night person. I just get up on people's roofs late at night.
All right, dude. Well, what you're going to have is a problem when I have the number traced back.
Oh, no, you can't trace my number. My number's on a closed circuit.
Yeah.
I got one of those closed circuit numbers.
I know whoever says thinks it's cute. Maybe you should grow the fuck up.
Oh, maybe you should shut your fucking dog up at night because, you know, he's barking at me while I was on the roof.
Yeah.
I don't appreciate it. You know, I was just trying to be nice and clean your gutters.
Yeah.
I thought you knew I was on the roof. I'm sorry. You have cameras everywhere. I thought you knew.
I love ignorant motherfuckers.
I'm not ignorant.
When I find out who you are, I'm going to put a bullet in your fucking head, bitch.
Oh, don't do that. That's murder, and you'd go to prison forever. You know? Oh, he hung up. I don't know when he hung up. I didn't hear him hang up. All right. That was a request I tried earlier. Someone named Colby sent this in, and oh, shit, he's calling back. Oh, I picked up, and he hung right up. I don't know why, but Colby, he sent me just like this massive amount of information, you know, a giant paragraph of stuff. So I was trying to work all this stuff in about riding motorcycles and shutting your damn dog up. Oh, and there's supposed to be a closing line. Hold on. Let me call him right back. I was supposed to deliver this really great zinger at the end.
Hello.
Hey, Batman, why don't you go deliver those fucking bathtubs with your bald-headed ass for Daddy? That's right. I said it. You can't even get that right, can you? No, I'm just kidding. We're not really changing your number. I'm sorry. I was just joshing. You know, it's Sunday and I'm bored. I'm drinking. Day drinking. I was just making prank calls. I'm sorry, Batman.
Yeah, why don't you be a fucking man and tell me who this is?
No, it'll be more fun. Like, I'll see you someday, like in the store or whatever. I'll be like, remember that time a prank called you? I got you good.
Yeah.
And then we'll laugh about it.
Mm-hmm.
Just don't kill me, okay? I don't want to be killed. I don't really think you're a racist. Your number is, like, zero is not really a Z. So that can't be a racist word. All right, there he goes. He hung up. Apparently, the guy that sent this in, Colby, works with him. Should I be saying that? I'm sorry, Colby, if I'm not supposed to say this stuff. But Colby says he'll probably talk to you because he has a big fucking mouth anyway. So there that was. That was Tim, a.k.a. Batman. Apparently they call him Batman. Thanks for that number, Colby. Hopefully he doesn't shoot you in the head or punch you in the mouth or anything. And how did he believe I was with the phone company? I answered the phone just like normal because I couldn't remember anything from the email. I just remembered his name when it popped up on caller ID. And then I quickly searched for Batman in my email.
What?
Deborah! It's your neighbor.
Yeah.
It's Kevin.
Who?
What?
Oh, Kevin?
Yeah.
Why do you keep calling me?
I'm sorry. I called a minute ago and then, Batman called me. My friend Batman. Not the real Batman.
Oh, okay. What's up?
I was on your house last night, on your roof. I was cleaning your gutters. And I lost my...
No.
It's like a little gardening shovel.
No, nobody was on our roof last night.
Oh, no, it was late last night. It was like 3 in the morning.
You were on our roof at 3 in the morning.
Yeah, I was cleaning the gutter. I do this for a lot of neighbors. I'm just a late night person. I walk the neighborhood and clean gutters.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Oh, yeah, I did. And I lost my gardening shovel. Did you find that out there?
No.
Okay, well, that's
all. Why don't you talk to Mike? Why did you call Mike?
Well, no, that's all I needed. I just needed to find out. Did you see it out there? And
I'm not buying this.
Okay, well, you know, I'm just trying to be nice. I was just cleaning your gutters since Mike doesn't do it.
We have gutter guards on our gutters. We have gutter guards on our gutters.
I know. I pop them off, and I get all the stuff that's underneath them because they're not perfect.
And at 3 in the morning, you went on my roof, and my dogs didn't bark, and my husband didn't come out with his shotgun?
Well, you know, he can't shoot me, like, just for being on your roof. I'm just up there being a good neighbor.
Really?
Yeah. It's not a big deal. I was just up there cleaning them. I put them back how they were. I put the gutter guards back on.
Wait. So you went on the roof last night at 3 a.m. to clean our gutters because you're a nice guy and you left your gardening shovel up there.
Well, I don't know if I dropped it off the side or something because I got home and I didn't have it, so... Maybe I dropped it on the way home. I'm not sure. You know.
So where do you live?
I'm a couple blocks away. It's on Jerome Drive.
Yeah, I think you're full of shit.
Okay, well that's not nice. I'm just trying to be a good neighbor, that's all.
Are you high right now?
No, why would you ask that? I'm not allowed to be high anymore. I'm on probation.
You're at my roof?
Yeah. Just like for a little bit. I was just cleaning the gutters, like just along the front edge. I didn't do the backs.
What's my house look like?
It looks like shit. You got like a trash can just sitting out there and just shit, you know. The hose is all tangled, you know, strung out and
I think you're the one strung out, buddy.
Yeah.
Hey, well, I got an idea. Why don't you come by right now and come get your shovel?
Well, no, you said it's not out there. You didn't see it?
Oh, I didn't look. I've not been outside yet today.
Okay, well.
It's Sunday, and it's my day off. So why don't you come by and look for your shovel?
Oh, well, why don't you just be a nicer person? I was, you know, I was just trying to be a nice guy and clean your gutters, and you're giving me a bunch of attitude.
At 3 in the morning?
Yeah, I'm a late night person. I have trouble sleeping. I'm trying to be productive.
So you just come to a random neighbor that you don't know and come clean their gutters at 3 a.m.
Well, I do all kinds of stuff. I clean the trees and you know, heat them up and stuff like that. And, you know, just general...
Are you eating mushrooms?
What?
Are you eating mushrooms? Like magic mushrooms?
No, I've never done mushrooms. And I've... Don't be starting rumors. I'm on probation. I'm not allowed to be using any kind of drugs. What?
So, what's your last name again?
Zurbel. Kevin Gerbel. Over on over Gerbel on Jerome. That's what they call me.
Jerome.
Yep, Jerome well, Drive.
My husband's last name is Hunt.
What?
My husband's last name.
his last name is Cunt?
No, that's what you are.
Oh, hey.
So Kevin, I really think that you're full of shit.
That's mean. Why are you being so mean? It's the Lord's Day, and you're just being mean to me. What are you being like that for? Jeez.
I'm not paying you anymore, Kevin, but if you do call my house again, I'm reporting your number to the police.
Oh, for being a good neighbor? Like, hello, police. This is my neighbor. He's like a good neighbor. Why don't you go arrest him immediately?
Neighbor doesn't go on the roof at 3 in the morning. It's a little strange.
You're acting like I was up to skullduggery, and I wasn't.
What?
You're acting like I was up to skullduggery, and I wasn't.
If you're at my roof at 3 in the morning,
yeah,
there's something going on.
Something's going on?
Yeah, it's a little weird, don't you think?
No, I was just up there cleaning the gutters, because you don't do it.
Yeah, I do it.
Why do you have gutter guards then?
Huh?
Why do you have gutter guards?
I don't.
Your wife told me you had gutter guards.
Oh, well.
Oh, maybe I might be thinking of Mrs. Stuman. I did her gutters last night too.
Who?
Mrs. Stuman. She said she had gutter guards. That might have been a previous call. I've talked to a few people today.
Where do you think I live at? What street?
On Drive. I'm like 2 blocks up on Jerome Drive.
You're 2 blocks up, so we don't know each other. And how'd you get on my roof?
I brought a 2x4 with me.
What?
I brought a 2x4 with me.
You climbed up a 2x4?
Yeah, you just lean it up against the house and walk up it like a balancing beam.
Oh, all right.
It's easy if you're not fat. That is.
Yeah. All right, brother.
It's gotten harder in my older years, but I can still do it.
Yep, I believe it.
Yep.
All right, have a good night.
Okay, maybe clean up your gutters a little bit better, and then I won't have to do it.
Yep, no problem.
Is it cool that I planted dandelion seeds in your gutters?
What?
I put dandelion seeds in your gutters, so you're going to have dandelions?
Yeah.
Is that cool with you?
Yeah, that's perfectly fine.
All right. When you're making love to Deborah tonight, can you think of me?
No.
I bet you will now, though.
No, I don't think so.
I bet you. I bet you will.
Who is this? You know who this is?
No, I remember.
Deborah. Yeah. Deborah.
That's not my name.
When you guys are going at it tonight, remind him of me. You know?
What's your name again?
Kevin. Kevin Gerbel.
Gerbel?
Yeah.
Oh,
Gerbel on Jerome Drive. That's how you remember me.
Where's Jerome? Is that where Kelly lives?
Yeah, it's over there.
Huh?
It's in the rich stuff.
It's in the nice area of town. You know the nice area?
No, I thought it was in our sub. So you're not even in our sub.
Yeah, well, I'm just like a couple blocks away. That's all. I walk the whole neighborhood, and I, you know, I do good deeds.
Yeah. And what's the name of your sub?
Why?
I'm just curious. If you live there, you should know, right?
Yeah, I do. Anyway, look, I don't have time to talk all day, but like, you know, tonight when you and what's her face are making love, I just want you to think of me up there on your roof playing in the gutters.
All right.
I love you.
Yep. Have a good night.
Can you say it back, please? I love you.
See ya.
You're making it weird. Please say, hey. Man, I'm looking down their street on Street View, and there's like five different houses with houses that are blurred out. Like, everybody in the street is blurring their house out. What's going on? What are they all up to? Damn weirdos. So, I think I'm going to end it there. I did try to call Beverly again today. It didn't work out. She just wouldn't answer, and I called from a brand new phone number that I set up just to call her back one more time, and it just goes to a voicemail that she's probably already heard before. Maybe I should change that so she doesn't know it's me again, because I just wanted to talk to her one last time, you know? But she's not even picking up. It just rings four times and goes to voicemail. But I do need to play her voicemail for you guys, because I think this is kind of funny. Here's what it sounds like when she doesn't pick up after four rings.
Hello. You've reached the Jitterbug voicemail for
Beverly.
Please record your message after the beep.
She sounds so angry when she says her name, but I think it's great that she uses Jitterbug. I remember being on a Matt Hillock show one night, and we had a lot of fun with some Jitterbug customers, I think. Is that what we did? Or we were just calling people with Jitterbug phones? Actually, now that I think about it, I can't remember. But I guess no Beverly call today, maybe on the next show. Or maybe never. Maybe she'll change her number and I can never call her again. If all goes well, we will get one last call from her. And my plan, like the reason I set up a brand new phone number again to call Beverly again, is because after I talked to her, I wanted to forward that number to the Beverly bot line so that she would call back and talk to herself, maybe. Because that has to happen, you know? I want her to angrily call back and yell at herself for a little bit before she realizes she's yelling at herself. So I'll keep trying for that one last Beverly call. Don't worry, I won't give up. I won't forget about Beverly. I've been wanting to call her back for a while now. And I still can't believe I found the number, or the email, I mean, that Reggie sent to me that has Beverly's info in it. Thanks for bringing us Beverly, Reggie. She's my favorite grouchy lady.
Hey, it's Corbin Guy.
Hey,
Brad.
Corbin Guy.
Hello, listeners, and yeah, it's the voicemail. So I'm calling to wish everybody a Merry Christmas or Happy Holidays or whatever in the fuck you do.
Thanks,
this
Corbin
kind of depressing
Guy.
Year. But also, what really excites me is I've been listening to Distorted View, and I've been hearing a lot of crossover callers in Tim Henson's voicemail as well, you know, from the Snowplow or the PLA community.
Yeah. I'm like behind on every single podcast I listen to, including Distorted View. I think my membership lapsed, so I'm no longer a Sideshow member. I need to take care of that because my podcast feed stopped updating. But even if it was updating, I'm behind on Distorted View shows, and I don't know what's going on in Distorted View land. But I'm glad other people are keeping up with them and still bothering Tim and the voicemails.
Hey, people. We're spreading the distortion.
That's right, we are.
The distorted phone. Fuck.
Yeah, all right, bye, Corbin Guy. Goodbye. Merry Christmas. Thanks for the call.
Come to my Christmas party. Just don't talk about prank phone calls.
Okay. That was a voicemail from Weaponized Cactus. I'm going to be at his Christmas party this year. I can't wait.
Hey, Brad. It's the cameraman.
Hey.
I was just listening to the recent episode of the Snowplow Show, the Pranksgiving. And I just wanted to say, that lady with her scanners, that was pretty funny. I mean, I used some
new
scanners myself, so it was quite a good laugh. Maybe try...
And you know what? I wanted to call her back. I really did. I wanted to call her back. I should do that. I still have her number. I should call her back and explain scanners to her and try to get her to push buttons and show her how to actually scan on that thing so she can find secret frequencies, like Martha Stewman talking on her cordless phone.
Scanner questions and maybe these prank calls. Ask Beverly if she has a scanner and she can hear her son or whatever at the sheriff's department
on
their channel. Bye.
Her nephew is a sheriff, and he's going to trace your call.
Hey, Brad.
Hey.
It's Cannabis Pampers here.
Okay.
I've been watching your show for
Canada
a while now. And,
Pampers.
I think I'm feeling something for you now. And
awesome.
I want to put a little zygote in your colon.
Okay.
Get you pregnant.
I can't wait. Like I'll see you soon. Bye. That was a great one.
Hey, Brad, it's Teen Wolf Jesus.
Hey.
Hey, I just got a quick message to all the
long fucking voicemail, Teen Wolf Jesus.
Loaders that don't support you on Patreon or wherever else they can. There is an extra show and this is from March 21st, 2015, and I've been looking for it forever.
Mm-hmm.
This is the one where you and Mr. Spessa got a hold of some old cell phones that you guys got from Lost and Found, and you guys made a whole bunch of prank calls to the police.
Oh, yeah. I think it's called, like, Bad Roy's, What You Gonna Do? I think that's the name of that show.
Amazing. So, everybody, if you're a freeloader, give them $5. Look at these. And if you are not a freeloader like me, then you should go on to...
I hope people can find that, because it's not a hobosode. It's from before the hobosodes existed, and I was making extra episodes of the Snowplow Show and not putting those on the main feed. So good luck finding that. I don't even know where that's at.
Patreon, you should find this old show. It's fucking amazing.
Yeah. March 21st, 2015, apparently.
Number two, Brad, is I was wondering, you got 40,000 subscribers or whatever it is on the PLA channel.
Yeah.
13,000 on the Snowplow. There's, whatever. There's a correlation there.
Oh, why am I not rich yet?
Wondering. Like, I see some some good-looking girls in the comments sometimes. Do you ever think about using... fame to start banging chicks?
No, I'm a Christian, okay?
I hope you have a wonderful night. I love you.
No, I have not gone around banging all the female listeners, because you know what? And I'm more interested in their minds than their bodies. Yeah, that's what I'm going to go with.
Hey, Brad, this is Will Machine.
Hey, from Will New York. Machine.
I was just listening to Hobosode 130, and at about 45 minutes in, you're in a call to a Planet Fitness. It's a lung alarm call.
Yeah.
And this is about the third time you've gotten this guy to ring the lung alarm. And
idiot.
He says he's sweating and he's still got the alarm going. He says, "How much longer?" And you're like, "Oh, I don't know. I forgot to look at my watch." I just thought that was hilarious. Maybe you can do a return of those calls someday.
Yeah.
Bye.
I'm sure I will. I get a lot of complaints about that, though, because as funny as it is, just the fact that they're setting off air raid sirens inside of a Planet Fitness while the customers are trying to work out, it really, on the show, it's just this really loud, annoying tone happening for minutes at a time that you guys have to listen to. I don't know. I've gotten complaints, but personally, I love doing that. And I love making people ring the Hardee's bell. I mean, the Arby's bell, not the Hardee's bell. But that's even more annoying. That's hard on the ears, listening to that stupid Arby's bell. But yeah, we do need to do some more Planet Fitness, though. Because, one of these days, they're going to come to their senses. They're going to say, you know what? Maybe we shouldn't have an air raid siren inside of every one of our gyms designed to shame all of our customers. Because that's kind of a dick thing to do. Maybe we should be nice to the customers and take these out. Or just have the employees go talk to them instead of publicly shaming them with the air raid siren thing.
Hey, Bradford, it's deep in the heart of Texas.
Hey.
I was listening to the Pranksgiving episode, and man, I had a hearty chuckle over that Steers and Queers dude. This is fucking hilarious hearing y'all shit talking and everything back and forth. Just love that old shit. Just wanted to say that. Also, fuck him in a gay little fucking state. Don't you dare talk shit about Texas, you mother.
I know. Who's he think he is making fun of Texas? Where does he live? Probably in Kentucky or Virginia or North Carolina. Nothing good ever comes out of North Carolina except for phones and bones. See, that makes just as much sense as Steers and Queers. What the hell does that mean? How did that even used to be funny? Like, I don't get
Roy.
It.
I'm going to make this as quick as I can.
All right, hurry the fuck up.
I just finished the Pranksgiving episode with you and Devin. And
Mr. 1 minute and 15 second voicemail.
Made my whole week. It was great.
Aw, thanks.
You guys are great together. Devin's awesome. I know she puts all her stuff up on YouTube, but it'd be great if she put it out as a podcast.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
Make it a little bit...
That'd be nice, Devin. I mean, I don't personally care because I always catch her live on Mixlr. But everyone's always complaining about her RSS feed.
Easier to stay up on. See if you can convince her of that, will you?
All right.
I also wanted to mention, I'm about halfway through the PLA book, and I'm loving it. It's hilarious.
Thanks.
All right, quick question. I'm reading all this stuff about all the old school scams, swapping stickers at Walmart and the cordless phone stuff. It's great.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just wondering, is it... these days with cameras everywhere and everything the way it is, was it more fun being a prankster back then, or is it more fun now? Because I imagine you have to
I'm definitely having more fun right now than I was before the internet. I would hate to go back to life before the internet. That's
there's fewer options awful. Now, but it's easier to get caught now, but maybe technology.
Well, I'm old now, so I don't really do a whole lot of scamming these days, especially since I'm on probation. I like to try and stay out of trouble. I'm just too busy making prank calls to do scams anymore.
More easy to do more things. I don't know. Answer that question for me, will you?
Okay.
All right. Well, yeah.
I'm going to guess that it's just as easy today to do crazy things as it was many years ago before cameras and stuff. But it sure was fun to work at convenience stores that didn't have cameras. I'm sure that's not even possible these days. But not having a camera on me, that was great. I could get away with so much shit.
Hey, Brad, it's Patrick.
Hey, Patrick.
From Illinois. And what a Pranksgiving celebration it was. 24 hours of phenomenal prank calls.
Yes, it was.
It truly left a tingle in the downstairs.
It sure did.
And that's actually indicative of a larger medical issue because... when does the tingling go
Ladies
away,
Ladies and
Brad?
Gentlemen, if you're having a tingling in the downstairs, go see a doctor right away. Tingling in the downstairs is not a laughing matter.
Still there. It's still tingling. And
go see a doctor,
I don't know. Is
Patrick.
It normal? I would go to my doctor, but, you know, it's been many days, Brad. I'm going to go ahead and send you my medical information.
Yeah.
And we can suss this out.
Hopefully you're still alive.
Hope you have a good week, Brad. Make good choices. Bye.
Bye. Careful out there, everyone. Don't just ignore the tingling and hope that it goes away.
Hey, Brad. Butthole Winker in Omaha.
Hey.
Hey, I'm about to go real deep with you. Philosophically,
great.
I mean. So,
not
you ever
deep.
Notice how, like, we never actually hear the real Brad Carter? We only hear a facsimile of Brad Carter's voice.
What are you talking about?
For example, when I listen to the Snowplow Show, I'm hearing a lossy version that's been digitally edited, and I'm not hearing the authentic Brad. And so that's an issue, because some people
might... You only start releasing my shows as WAV files? Would that help, if they're 600 megs each?
I want to hear the real Brad Carter speaking, and there's really no way to do that. Is there a way that you could sell for your fans, like, a lossless version of you talking?
Do you really notice? Because I'm recording at 192 kilobits per second. I wouldn't think you'd really hear any loss. Especially when it's just voice. It's just me and somebody else talking. There can't be that much weird stuff going on, can there?
As a collector item or an NFT kind of thing, you know?
Okay.
Or maybe you could...
An NFT of me not sounding like shit.
For trips to wherever you live, to meet, actually to meet somewhere...
Yeah, just come to my door, knock on the door, and I'll talk to you in real life. And it'll be completely lossless. It'll be great.
Public safe space.
Highly recommend
that.
Well,
we could actually listen to you talk into our ears on a first-person basis as like a fan thing. Because
yeah.
I don't know what the real Brad Carter sounds
All right.
like. But I'd sure love to. Ta-ta.
All right, bye. You're scaring me. I don't like it. I mean, I don't get it. I don't hear any issues with the audio, or I would try and fix them. You know, I got a new microphone like a year or two ago. A listener sent in a really nice microphone for me to use, and that's what I'm talking on now. I definitely hear the difference in it between shows of today and shows of 2 years ago. So you should be happy with that I got a new microphone. Because you can't really hear weird stuff, can you? Artifacts and all that? I don't know, because I don't hear that kind of stuff. I don't give a shit. I'm not an audiophile. Maybe I just don't hear it. I don't know.
Hey, Brad, it's Schmiedel in McMinnville.
You know, the same could be said, like, for the San Jose meetup. We were at that bowling alley party area, and there's all these kids' parties around us. And there's a bunch of bowling noise, and there's music, and people yelling and talking, and bartenders, and, of course, suitcase guy. And I was there talking to people that I've never talked to before, and they got to talk to me in real life and hear that lossless audio. But was it really lossless with all that noise in the background where you can barely hear each other?
Hey, Brad, it's Schmiedel in McMinnville.
It's all just vibrations through the air. There's always some distortion somehow at any meetup I've ever been to.
I was wondering if you could start being super polite to people when
Fuck
they
you.
Compensate with you and scold them for being toxic. I want to see how they react.
Okay.
Thank you again, Brad.
I'll do that. I'm going to be polite to people. I'm going to tell everyone I love them.
Hey, it's Mrs. Sinted. We just listened to your Pranksgiving show with Devin. Fucking hilarious.
It's Mrs. Sinted, everybody. Did you all know there was a Mrs. Sinted? That's crazy.
Devin, fucking hilarious. She's fantastic. And we tried finding more of
her. You guys need to stop complimenting Devin, because it's going to affect her ego. She's going to get a big head. She's going to think she's better than all of us. If you guys could stop complimenting Devin, I'd really appreciate it.
We went to our Mixler, And she has archive.org listed as her website, which is way more hobo than anything you've ever done. So don't know if there's any easier way to find more Devin shows.
Yeah, see, Devin, everyone wants an RSS feed of your show. You need to get to work on that.
Yeah, thanks for all that.
You're welcome. Glad you enjoyed our segment on the Pranksgiving machine. We had a lot of fun doing that. I don't know what's happened to me, by the way, since then. Like, why have I not done a snowplow show since Thanksgiving? I have pretty much no excuses for not doing a show in the past week.
Hey, my boy Brad.
I don't know what happened. I just took a vacation, okay? I needed a vacation. I've been doing a bunch of nothing.
Yeah, psychedelic fruit again. Hey. I was just going to say, I think you should really try to, you know, prank call some scalpers of, like, PS5 and Xbox Series X's, because those guys are truly... truly bad people, you know, and I just think it's pretty funny. Like, if someone were to provide numbers, like, you know, say, maybe me, like, from, like, a Facebook marketplace where people are trying to sell those for, like, $1,200, I really think it'd be funny if you could fuck with those guys.
So. Hell yeah.
Let that idea simmer. I love you, Brad. I'm going to be thinking about you tonight.
All right.
Papa bless.
Just like that one guy is going to be thinking of me tonight when he's plowing his wife. If you want to send me numbers, though, just send them in. Snowplowshow.com. There's a thing up there to send in numbers or a contact form or whatever you want to do. Send me numbers. You don't need permission.
Hey, Brad, this is Crash Override. Joey Hacked a Gibson. Oh, Mikey.
Oh, my. Okay. Thanks, Crash Override.
Hey, Brad. Call me Cactus calling in.
Hey.
I was just wondering, you said during your Pranksgiving shift that, you went to visit family for Thanksgiving. Mm-hmm. I'm just wondering, who did you go and visit?
Your goddamn business. Stay out of my life.
Brothers and sisters.
I'm not telling
uncle.
You.
And
anytime I give out personal information about myself, it always backfires somehow. I just keep it all to myself these days. I'm sorry. I'm not going to tell you who I hung out with on Thanksgiving. I'm on to your tricks. I know what you're trying to do.
What do they think about
motherfucker?
Your podcast? Are they listeners? Are they embarrassed by you? what's the deal?
Well, I can tell you that my parents definitely were not fans. So that side of the family is not too impressed with it all. But my more immediate family that I actually hang out with a lot, they think it's amusing, at least. They think it's weird and amusing, I guess. But they're probably just trying to be polite, you know?
Hey, Brad.
This is Mono One.
Hey.
I'm calling to let you know, I was just listening to a bunch of shows from 2015, and on one of them, you are calling at least one Roy Cyprens, and you say, like, stop making... a prank call is your prank caller, and this guy went crazy. His wife went crazy.
Hmm.
Anyway, this is on episode January 30th, 2015, around 45 minutes.
I'm not going to go find that. I got shit to do. I got editing.
Do that more. Like, stop making, prank calls, and like people go crazy.
No, I just accused them of making prank calls to me. That's a good idea that apparently I had before, or somebody else had for me.
Anyway, thank you so much, Roy. Take care.
You're welcome. Thank you. By the way, that was Mano1's intro song that you heard on the beginning of the show today. I think I played that on the Pranksgiving show too, but whatever. I played it again. What are you going to do about it? Thanks, Mano1, for the intro song.
Hey, Brad. It's Envy Assist here.
Hey.
November 28th.
What the fuck?
5:36 a.m.
Speed the fuck up. Your voicemail's almost a minute long. Talk faster. Jeez.
I was wondering... since you're coming up on the episode 737,
yep,
might be a fun idea if you could call up some Boeing pilots while they're in flight, and
try and get them to flip all the switches. Is that what I should do?
Well, you inform them that their spouse is in the ICU, and if they'd like to sign off on a do not resuscitate order,
that'd be hilarious. I'm gonna do that.
Could be a hoot.
Yeah.
A real, a proper knee slapper.
All right, you guys, I'm going to stop
take
playing.
It easy.
Stop playing voicemails. I think I'm done. There's still a lot in here, but they're all from November, I think. Oh, no, there's a few from October. Great. Just great. Basically an entire month behind on voicemail. So I'll try to get to those in the next show. I'll try not to wait an entire, whatever it's been, 10 days in between shows next time. Sorry about that, everyone. This one's been brought to you by Synthhead, Denmark is a Real Country, Arbitrary Alex, Lord and Lady of Veggies, and Brennan. They support us over at patreon.com/phonelosers. Thanks, everybody, for supporting the show. Don't forget to listen to all of the G-Ad stuff over on youtube.com/JesusInADumpTruck. And definitely don't forget to go over to Spotify or Apple Music or wherever else and listen to Phone Losers stuff. 5 entire albums on all of the things, hopefully. It's all up on everything by now. Bye, everybody. See you next time.
Tracer on my phone. I'm tracing this phone call. And you know what? I'm going to report you.